It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Before we get into this episode, we want to remind you that we've still got some tickets left for our tour in May.
We shall be starting in Belfast, making our way around the country, ending up in London for some very lovely shows. So make sure you go to theuselesshotline.com or just click the link in the description to get some tickets.
And keep your eye out for some special guest announcements for the London shows. Ooh. Hello, I'm Max Balegde.
And I'm George Clark. And welcome to the Useless Hotline. TikTok wasn't working out for us. We decided to set up our own little business.
We did. And the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
But it won't... My inner seal just came out. But it won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by a very special guest. Maybe a special guest residing on one of our lips.
Right, okay. I've got a cold sore. I can see Callum zooming in. Stop zooming in. I've got a cold sore on my lip, and I've got a little sticker to put over the cold sore, and it actually just points out the cold sore even more. Anything else that rhymes with that?
How do you get a cold sore on your lip?
From sucking dick and cock.
Nice.
Oh my God, can I tell you this full story?
I don't know if I want to hear the full story.
No, you do. So, about what? How old are you? How long 24. Ago was it when I was 19? 6 years ago? What? What's wrong with
that's
that?
That's such a funny way to phrase it, as opposed to just when I was 19.
Yeah, true. Okay.
I'd like to give you the exact number of years it was since the event.
Well, when I was 19, yeah. I went on holiday with my friend Leah. And weirdly, this is the weirdest holiday I've ever been on, by the way. We were both depressed at our respective unis. I was at Bristol, she was at Newcastle.
Right.
And we FaceTimed each other, literally in tears, about how much we hated our lives.
Yeah.
And she had this jumper on that said the word Antwerp. And we were like, that's such a funny word. Like, what does that mean? Googled it.
You're
it's a place.
An idiot.
So then we booked a holiday to Antwerp.
What a stupid, goofy word.
Literally, though, we were like, that's such a funny word, Antwerp. Booked a holiday there. Being the dumb fucks that we were, we booked a holiday, 5-day holiday from Monday to Friday, because we were like, it's so much cheaper to go Monday to Friday. Like, why is that? Yeah, wonder why. Arrived on the day, the day before that we were supposed to be going to Antwerp. Yeah. What's that noise? Oh, day before we were going to Antwerp, I woke up. And I think about a week prior, I'd like got with this boy from like the local town. Like,
fit. Explain that story.
Yeah, boners and everything.
Oh.
And he must have had like a cold sore on his lip.
And you've had it since then?
I've had it since then. No, and I'm not even joking, George. I woke up and all of my lips were like crusted together with like sores. It was the most... I was in tears. I was thinking, I've got some sort of like...
I've got no lips.
Literally like, what is happening to me? I had like 4 cold sores on my lips. Go to the doctors and they're literally like, you have got this like from someone, but I don't understand how this has happened. Like your immune system must have been really low. And as a result of that, like 4 cold sores have appeared on your lips. I never had them before. They gave me this medication that was like these really strong antiviral drugs that like fuck you up. But I still went to Antwerp. I couldn't even smile. I was literally like, the entire trip I was like this, and then was having all this medication. It was ruining my insides to the point where I couldn't eat on this trip. There was nothing happening on this trip because we were Monday to Friday in a random fucking town in Belgium.
So much more in depth of a story than I was expecting.
But basically I ended up passing out on the trip, like in the street because of the medication. Rang my doctor and they were like, just stop taking it then. They'll go away by themselves. Just like get over it. And came back from the trip. On that trip actually was the World Cup, England v Belgium.
No way.
And we supported Belgium because we were in Belgium and we didn't want to wear England flags. And everyone made fun of us. Came back, the cold sores went away, and I'd never had
that is such an unnecessary bit of information.
And I'd never had cold sores again until this week.
So, long story short, he's got a cold sore on his lip.
Yes.
And
I'm really insecure about it, so I don't like it when people point it out. I'm just gonna look at the camera like this.
Oh, you are transferring cold sore to whoever uses that mic next.
Oh my God, don't say that. No, I've got a plaster on it. Stop looking at it. Anyway, so yeah, I've got a cold sore on my lip.
Max bad lip day.
Literally, that's what I'm having right now. And the Brit Awards are this weekend. I'm going to have a bad lip day.
Oh.
I'm having a bad lip week. So I bought lipstick this weekend to put over the plaster. And it actually worked. I wish that I could show you because it just looked like my normal lip.
With a little bit of plaster hanging over the top, because surely it goes over your
lip.
No,
so I trimmed the plaster. I'm an expert at this by now, because my friend came to, same friend who I went to Antwerp with, came to visit me this weekend.
So when cold sores,
she is the curse.
She's when she's in town, so the cold sores.
It's because I keep eating her out.
God, what the fuck? That is so unnecessary. What the hell?
Oh, I don't want to be here anymore. Right, I've decided I'm drinking this episode. Number one, I've just finished my course of antiviral drugs for this bad boy on my lip, and I am now able to drink. Number two, I've not driven here today.
Nice.
I usually drive to the podcast now, but instead, I am drinking, baby!
I might join you.
Yeah, come on. Oh, shit, I filled this up a bit much. For the audio listeners, I filled up my cup a bit much.
You literally said, oh, I filled this up a bit much.
Yeah, but they might think I'm on about you. This is actually really tasty. Oh, I don't know if it is. Oh, no, it is. It's all right.
I don't need to speak this episode.
Right, sorry. What's going on with you, George?
Well... the lips are cold soreless.
Isn't it mad that I could just give you a kiss and you would have cold sores for the rest of your life?
The amount of times that Max has just said, wouldn't it be crazy if I just like kissed you right now? How crazy would that be? Would it be crazy?
Would you be annoyed? I said to Andrew, because Andrew obviously doesn't have cold sores. I act like I have cold sores all the time. This is the first time I've had it in 6 years.
Can we, in the thumbnail for this episode, have Max's face on one side, mine on the other, and a massive cold sore?
Oh my God, no! Oh, I hate that this cold sore has become such a topic of conversation. But I said to Andrew, I was like, what would you do if, like, in your sleep, I just, like, took my plaster off and kissed you and gave you cold sores for the rest of your life? And he was like, I would break up with you. And I was like, but would you, though? Think about it.
What would he do if... next week, on next week's episode, I had a cold sore on my lip.
I think he would. He'd be like, can I get one next? I think he would be highly suspicious.
Ah, nice, enjoyable pink hooch.
Mm.
Maxine.
Yeah?
This brings us on to a segment the show. Cool. It doesn't really bring us on to anything. But it's a little segment in the show called... what happened on the internet this week?
This week!
I was going along the lines of, you know, Harry Hill's TV Burp. Did you ever used to watch that?
Yes, I did.
This week's Apprentice in a nutshell.
I don't remember that.
Do you not remember that bit?
No.
And then it would just be like a line from The Apprentice.
Oh, from The Apprentice. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't remember that.
But Harold Hill.
Yeah.
Did you ever used to... that was a big moment in our house watching that every night. Not every night, every Saturday.
You give me such Harry Hill's TV Burp.
That sounds like an innuendo. Ooh, I'm feeling a bit Harry Hill's TV burp.
You do, you just do. I can't explain it. Guys, agree with me in the comments.
Bush Push was Harry Hill. Bush Push!
Oh, maybe. That's kind
and
of
then,
ringing a bell.
Yeah, somebody, I think it was on like Coronation Street or like Emmerdale or some shit. Someone got pushed into a bush. And then he just went, Bush Push! And then everybody around school started pushing people in bushes.
I remember Slap a Ginger.
Verge Emerge afterwards. Where somebody looks like they just popped out of a verge.
I do not remember this. Great guy, though, Harry Hill. Hope he's still burping away. Do you remember Slap a Ginger Day?
I don't think we celebrated that at my school.
Well, we did, and it was awful. I used to fear for my friends who were ginger.
Who gives a shit?
They're just getting slapped. Everybody, I remember it so vividly. Someone posted on Facebook, like, this Friday is going to be Slap a Ginger Day at school.
Yeah.
And the school, like, intervened. But even still, all the gingers were getting slapped.
Well, just put, like, a member of staff on each ginger.
What does that mean?
Just to,
To protect them.
As, like, security.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just did a... But then what they did was they did an assembly on it. And was like, we've seen
don't
this.
Do that. Bring all the gingers to one place. Easy pickings.
Well, no. But then everyone was obviously looking at the one ginger person in their class, like, how do you feel about this? Like, ugh.
Oh, God. The plaster was started flapping as it came out. The burp came out then.
Don't, Harry Hill's TV burp. Oh, God. But yeah, Slap a Ginger Day. Wild times.
Have you ever thought about the fact that this is going to sound bad.
Okay.
Performing an act of
violence.
Let's call it an act of concentrated violence to a large number of people would be
like mass murder.
So easy in a school.
Oh. What?
No, as in, have you never thought about? How when we were at school, I remember we were like, somebody said to me, they were like, I'm gonna do it. They said, don't you think it's kind of crazy that if somebody did want access to all the students, all they got to do is pull the fire alarm, then every single person in the school comes to one location. And then they've just got easy pickings.
Yeah, but...
No, but that is great. That seems like a bad...
Yeah, but you could think about that about anything. Like, if I wanted to kill everyone in this building, I'd just go, free ice cream outside. And I'd poison them all.
That doesn't work as well as a fire alarm.
All right, I'd pull the fire alarm and give free ice cream.
If you wanted to cull the obese population of Britain, maybe that's the way that you do it.
How dare you? I love ice cream.
Exactly, there you go. My sample size of one has worked. But no, that also there was another report would be that it's so easy. it's so easy for people to access schools.
Nonce? No. What is wrong with you? Mass murdering nonce. What is happening?
As a point.
Nobody tell him where the fire alarm is. Seriously.
As a point to say, it needs to be worked on. Because I was at school, a man came in and started stripping to us. There was a man.
Is this where your little kinks come from then?
No. There was a man that entered our school at lunchtime.
You told this story on the pod.
Have I told you this
before?
Yeah,
you've told me this. Yeah. He just stripped off. You described it as religious dress.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. He was dressed in some sort of religious clothing. Yeah. He came into the school at lunchtime.
I still don't know what that means. I'm picturing the Pope. Yeah, no.
Everyone was walking around. It was like a place of large footfall. There was a lot of kids around at this point in time.
People were in religious dress in a place of large footfall.
Yeah, and that this man had clearly calculated something here. And he then just started taking his clothes off. And we were all just stood there. Like, all the kids were just sort of like, what happens? We haven't been briefed for this. Do we go to the fire point? Like,
what did you do?
Fire assembly point? Oh, we just started joining in. No, we all just sort of stood and watched. Because you wouldn't, it's not something you run from, is it? You
run too. I run too, usually.
You're interested to see what occurs.
Yeah.
And what did occur is he just left his socks on.
Naked?
Yeah, the rest of him was. No, that was what was crazy. He didn't take anything off, and he had his socks on.
he took everything off but his socks.
Yeah.
So there was just this naked guy in front of you all.
Yeah, and then a few teachers came out of the staff room and
said, "Whoa, what horny business is happening here?"
Yeah, they peered around the door like, "You can't look in here." And they were just like, "What's going on?" And then one of the rugby teachers went over and just rugby tackled the bloke. That was the last we saw of him. Fully engulfed by the rugby teacher.
I knew. Do you remember in primary school when you have to get changed in front of your fellow classmates?
What?
That's for PE.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
That's like, no. just like a little maths thing. Just come on, Max, out the front of the class.
No, like you all get changed in the classroom, don't you? Like there's no like boys go here, girls go here, because you're all like prepubescent little beings. Who cares what your little genitalia look like? No one gives one. Don't know why I'd say little genitalia and do this hand gesture. Anyway, there was this boy in my class.
Nice.
And I remember it so vividly because we were all so horrified. He was like we're all getting dressed, and this girl who I was friends with just screamed. And she was like, "Ah, miss, he's got his winky out," because he'd just like taken his underwear off as well.
Yeah.
And then the teacher was like, "Whoa, said student, why have you done this?" And then he was like, he burst into tears and was like, "My mum has said I'm not allowed undies anymore." Like, she wouldn't let him wear underwear because he kept weeing in them. So her form of punishment was, "You're no longer allowed to wear these until you stop pissing in them."
What, so he's just going commando to just piss his trousers? How's that a solution?
How weird was that? And then, on the spot, as this is happening, he starts pissing.
Well, proof's in the pudding then.
And now, oh my God, and get this, the last time I went home, my mum told me he is now our mailman. Damn. For our house. He delivers our mail. And I've seen his pissing little widge.
A widge?
Widge. Little widger.
What's a widge?
Little tiny widger.
It's say a like fun a game.
Oh, God. I'm sure it's not going to be fun.
No. Yeah. It's not going to get us demonetized.
I'm sure
all the
will.
Fun names for a penis.
Yeah, that's going to get us demonetized.
Right. Fun names for a penis that aren't
demonetizable.
Yeah, okay. Widge.
I don't know if I would take Widge.
Todger.
Todger's a good one.
If I said, "George, your little Widge's hanging out," you'd know exactly what I meant.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, see, Widge counts.
Okay.
Todger,
if you
Roger.
Say, if your little, and then insert any word, is hanging out, then you'll...
Is your little keyboard hanging out? Did you know what I meant there? No.
Do you think it was winky?
Take
though?
Widge. Take the Widge, George. Said it once, I'll say it again.
Now you've put it in a scenario where I can understand it.
Widge, Todger, Roger.
These are very similar, though.
How is Widge and Roger and Todger similar?
They've all got the same vibe to them.
Right, fucking come on then.
All right.
Come on, mastermind of Widge.
Winky and Willy are all good ones.
Right, well, they're mine.
All right, then, I'll name the vagina ones. You can have the willy ones.
No, Winky is mine. I say Winky.
Is that how you came out?
I say Winky.
Oh, I got something to tell you, Mum.
Winky
is mine.
Right. Winky?
Flopper?
No.
Yeah?
No, Flopper.
Max, your little flopper's hanging
Shopper.
Out. That's...
For chopper. Me, it's a chopper. For you, it's a flopper. Mine's defo a chopper. Yours is a widge.
Because we're talking about winkies right now. Of course yours is a chopper.
Right. Member.
Member. Nice. Phallus is a good one.
Oh, God. That sounds a bit scientific.
Sausage? Meat sword?
Pork sword.
That's a good one, yeah.
Meat saber. Purple-headed womb poker. Purple-headed womb warrior.
What?
Purple-headed womb poker.
I think that was too far.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah. What about vagina?
Nah, boobs are more fun.
Do you want to know the worst one that I ever heard for a vagina? I heard it at a festival when I was in like year 12. Someone called it, oh, it makes me feel so sad, a punched lasagna. Like someone's got a lasagna and just punched it.
Yeah, I got that from the punched lasagna.
I just think that's so awful.
It's also more of a cannelloni.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I've got a horrible one. Oh, go on.
Cheese omelette.
Axe wound.
Axe wound's not a good one.
No,
can we
not.
Do boobs instead?
Right, go on. God, what, is this really what we've come to?
Yeah, this is mummy milkers.
Oh, right, okay.
Let's play this. A gentleman's game. Max to serve. Alternative names for the breast.
Try not to laugh. Okay.
Remember, it's the gentleman's game. It's okay. Just back and forth.
Gentleman's game.
As you do with most of your gentleman's games.
Alternative words for breasts. Titties.
Mammary glands.
Lady udders. Right. Oh, God.
Ballistic missiles.
Fleshy mounds.
Cans.
Buns. That count?
Spaff targets.
Oh my God. Oh. I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Didn't like that one bit. Cum gutters. No, I take it back. I don't want this. I don't want this anymore. I don't want to play this game.
We'll go to the officials. They said cum gutter seems more vaginal. You've got one strike.
Does it? No, I don't want to say the word cum gutter on the internet. Right, this is not an official tournament, Callum. This is very much unofficial. Right, I don't like this. I don't like saying the word.
No, carry on.
Cum gutter on the internet. I know, no one forced me to say it, but I did say it, right. The what? The obvious one? Baps. Baps.
Baps, good one. We'll take Baps. I'll text it to you, Jugs.
Yeah. Oh, Jugs. Was that what you were going to say, Callum? Jugs.
I've said Jugs. You're up.
How on earth have we...
Max, the ball's in your court, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for Callum to send it to me. I've never heard this. Breasticles.
Oh, I was going there.
Do you not find testicles just so bizarre? Do your testicles... Oh, bit of a personal question. Do your testicles, like, move if you look at them?
What?
Like, if you look at the... thing, I see mine moving like someone's living inside of them. I'm not even joking.
If you just look at them,
yeah, like they move. Maybe I'm Matilda. I swear to God, take a look.
All right.
But look at your own at some point.
I can assure you, I have looked at my own
do
testicles.
They not move?
What
if
position
you look down
are you in?
And they're like,
are you... What position are you in when you're looking at them?
I can't remember the last time
like,
I looked at them.
Like, are you spread across and they're just dangling pendulous?
I'm led on a mirror. Just looking down. No, I swear to God, they... Wait, should I Google it? What if it says I've got a parasite living
just
in my...
Just straddling a generator.
I just assumed. Wait. Do your... Oh, I thought someone came in then. Do your testicles move?
With a testicle police.
In most boys, oh my God.
You've just been scared by an image.
No. Testicles can move in and out of the scrotum.
Oh yeah, no, that's a problem.
Oh, like up and down.
Yeah, also they can twist.
Oh, that happened to me. I told you that. I went to hospital. Have I never told you that?
Yeah, but we're not on about that part yet.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's the moving.
The moving, okay. Do is it normal to feel your balls move?
Not feel them, to see them.
Yeah, to watch them move.
Are your balls just an optical illusion?
Maybe. Your balls move. Can you watch your balls move? Your testicles themselves should not be moving. Oh no, guys.
What?
I don't know what the...
Have you got
is
mites?
Is it normal to see your... It's not. There's not anything on the internet.
Have you got rats?
I swear to God, I'm going to get Andrew to look at them and see I'm not crazy. I swear to God they move. I swear they...
Have you got a poltergeist living in your sack?
I hope not. Jesus Christ. Right, anyway, should we move on?
Yeah, what have we got to talk
about?
Okay,
things that have happened in my side of the internet this week. Wendy Williams, do you know who she is?
No. Is she the person that made the internet?
Yeah, basically.
WW with her mate. Is her middle name Willow?
Oh, were you on about www? I thought you meant because she's so iconic, she like made the internet. And I genuinely was
that's
yeah.
what I meant, yeah. She's... Oh my God, is that iconic queen that made the internet?
Yeah, she literally made the internet. When I tell you... Have you ever heard... Oh, so many... Right. Basically, Wendy Williams is one of my favourite talk show hosts of all time, if not my favourite talk show host of all time.
I used to wake up... Is it weird that I've not heard of her?
How? She has the biggest tits in the world.
Oh, I might have heard of her.
She always says, I'm shaped like the letter P.
Oh.
Let me show you her. You must have seen her or heard of her.
I've seen...
There's so many memes of her.
I've seen like a meme about
her,
yeah.
There's so many memes of her. Show the camera. Wendy Williams. Okay, so basically...
I saw a meme about
Yes,
her, yeah.
She's been diagnosed with dementia.
Oh.
Which is literally...
Who?
The biggest loss... Look at her, she's so wild.
Awful.
The biggest... Oh, God. Oh, my God. Did you really just make a dementia joke? I hate you so much. Look at her. Look at her. She's also objectively an awful person, just putting that out there. Like
I thought I'd seen some controversial...
Yeah, she does a lot of controversial things. Like, yeah. She would just, like, pry into celebrities' lives, like, yeah. Beyond words. But then she became the hot gossip because she had loads of stuff happen in her personal life. Mm. Then her show got taken away from her. And then she was a coke addict, like, loads of crazy stuff. But now she's been diagnosed with dementia, and I'm just so sad because I just think that she is one of the most iconic people ever.
Maybe she might forget that she's addicted to coke.
Maybe she might actually do that. No, you can't do that. Okay.
Might get worse. She might just forgot that she's already had some that day.
Oh shit! Oh God! Oh bless her. I love her. But yeah, so that's that. Wendy Williams has dementia.
Oh.
Very sad for the news, for the world. In other news, Olivia Rodrigo has started a tour. And no, this is really important.
Why did you tee up with the dementia?
I don't know. It was just first on my list. I didn't want to leave it out.
All right.
In other news, Olivia Rodrigo has started a tour. And mm-hmm. I have a personal bone to pick with you.
Me?
Over it. Because I can't go... to her show because we are on tour.
Why is that my fault?
I don't know. It's not your fault.
Get her to reschedule.
I should do, but I just wanted to bring that up.
When's
and say
her
that
show?
Her show.
Well, her
London
show, I assume.
Yeah. I think it's the same day as our
London
show.
How many London
shows
she's got?
I don't know. I should have a look. Either way, I didn't get tickets. It'd
be embarrassing if there's only one.
It might be only one. London 2024, Olivia Rodrigo. Let's see. Oh my God, why don't I try to just go to one of her shows? Like,
this is thrilling news.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, she's got 4 London shows.
Yeah.
And we're on tour the entire time.
And they're all tomorrow. What? When are they?
Her first one is the 14th, her last one is the 18th when we're in London. Wait, but our last London show, could I not go to the Friday?
I was going to say, there's days in between that we aren't doing a tour.
But I don't have tickets, so I can't really do.
But yeah, but you can...
You can get me a ticket.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shut up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God. For the Friday one. We'll see then. We'll see. Yeah, ask her what day it is. OMFG. I might be going to see... In other news, I might be going to see Olivia Rodrigo. That is iconic.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I love almost all of her songs. My favourite one's the... that... What's the one?
Goddamn Vampire.
Yeah, that one. That's my favourite one.
I knew that you'd know that one. In other news, other news, I am starting my YouTube channel officially.
Hell, that was on my one.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, it actually wasn't on mine.
Really?
No.
Oh.
You are so easy.
Oh.
That's so good.
Oh, I hate you. For God's sake.
No, it's actually... No, it actually is
actually?
No.
What the fuck?
No, I see it's like they're Max doing
George
YouTube.
Oh my God, it actually is.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh my God. Yeah, so I'm starting YouTube.
So you have a supportive friend?
Yeah, thank you. I'm starting YouTube. I have made a little set. You can't see it on this camera, but it's over there. To be TBC, coming soon. And I'm very excited.
Not what TBC means.
To be soon. To be continued.
To be confirmed.
To be confirmed? Is it to be continued?
To be confirmed.
Is it not to be continued?
To be confirmed.
To be confirmed. Oh, Fez. Very exciting.
Coming soon, TBC.
TBC. No, I don't know what I'm saying. But
also,
I'm very excited.
To be continued doesn't work.
Okay.
Either.
I'm not clever. I get it. God, he loves to put me down, everyone. But I'm very excited.
Nice, man. What's the first vid?
So I want to do a series of reaction videos,
mm-hmm.
Because I really enjoyed doing those when I used to do them. And I kind of want to... My goal last time with YouTube was to just make videos for the sake of making videos. I didn't really, like, care.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, kind of doing it. And then I got overwhelmed and then I stopped for a year. whereas my goal now is to find my people.
Oh.
Find my people on the internet. I feel like when I started TikTok, I found such a tribe of like people that I like the same things as them.
Yeah.
But I never did that on YouTube. So I want to try to do it on YouTube. So my first video is reacting to the old Kardashians.
Nice.
Like the show when they first made it. Because obviously, we know the Kardashians. Everyone knows the Kardashians. Everyone knows them. And they're these huge, like, business moguls. But I was watching their old show, like, the very first seasons the other day.
Yeah.
And it is mental. Like, when I tell you, drugs, sex, rock and roll, babies, pregnancies, arrests.
Speaking
it's crazy.
Of, tickets to the Useless Hotline Tour are still out.
They are.
So if you require that, then go to it. Also... Carry on, actually.
Oh, okay. That's it.
All right.
Basically. But yeah, very exciting. So check out that soon.
Can't wait.
Maybe.
Speaking of YouTube, I've got a talent show that's currently going on, underway. You'll have 2 or 3 days after this comes out to submit to hashtag George Clarkey Talent Show. That's Clarkey with one E. Mm-hmm. George Clarkey Talent Show. Post a video on TikTok. You might be in the chance for winning £1,000.
I literally looked at it. So George posted this. Yesterday, the day before?
Yesterday.
And I just clicked on the hashtag and I sent you a voice note because I was dying at this one person that opened a can with their teeth, but didn't just open it the normal way. They chewed the can off, like the top of the can. They gnawed it off. And I just thought that was brilliant. So kudos
to you.
So
you got that to look forward to in the video,
yes,
guys.
Indeed. But yeah, on that, tour tickets.
Yeah.
I met people, so I was just filming something before this. And a few people came up to me saying that they're coming to the tour in London. Woo!
Yes.
And then a few people said that they're still waiting to get tickets because they're waiting for like the student loan to drop or something. But just as an update for you all in terms of tickets, I believe... Wait, should we actually get an official update to read it? Because we've never actually done that for a while.
Unfortunately, if you are from Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham or Bristol, tickets are sold out.
Right, okay.
Votes may be counted, won't be counted, but you may still be charged.
And then we've got Belfast, shows that still have tickets. Our first show in Belfast, which is on the 6th of May. There are literally 2024. There are like 20 tickets left for that. And then Dublin, our next show on the 7th. There are, again, like 20 tickets left for that. And then we've got a bunch of sold out shows until we head to London. Our first London show is inches from being sold out. And as we said in the last episode, look out for some secret guests that may be announced for the London shows, as they are our biggest shows. And then, we go right through to Birmingham that's sold out. Leeds has a few tickets left. And then Bristol is sold out. And then our last show, we are ending it with a bang in London. And there are tickets left with that. We're going to bang on the stage.
We're banging all night long, baby. So if you want a ticket to that, then
keep your drawers on.
Keep your buy them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're going to do if you want a ticket.
But we're very much in like the closing stage leading up to the tour, where we're finalising everything. And I just want you to know it's looking very exciting. If you're a fan of the Useless Hotline, this is the place for you. And
if you're not.
And if you're not, just come along anyway and throw things at us. If you hate us, maybe. Please don't do that, actually. That would be really horrible. Comment down below who you would want to see at the tour, at the London shows, maybe, and we'll see what we can do. But we've got some plans, haven't we, George?
We do.
Tickets, theuselesshotline.com, or through the link in our bio, baby.
Doth.
Woo!
Talking of tours, our Thor went on tour.
Yes. Yes. How's it gone? Is he still on it now?
No, he did a... Bristol date, Manchester date, and then London date.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and
must be so nice having like an actual like talent like that, and then seeing people like it.
Yeah, no, it is quite nice.
Yeah.
what was that little giggle? He smashed it. I was very wholesome. I was at the London date, and it's just so cool to see him like doing exactly what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Like you can tell he loves it, and ever since then he's been like on cloud nine. Like absolutely loves it.
It must be so wild, because I remember speaking to him, like he kind of had these like talents but never really shared it for ages, and then to share it and it be so well received, and then to have people in person appreciating it. It's so cool. I wish I could sing.
Yeah, he's always... Well, you gave it a good go. And you made it onto BBC Radio.
Did I? Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God.
Arthur's always wanted to be a singer, which is quite cute. And he,
me too. I just can't sing.
He's very good.
Yeah, he is. He's so good.
And if you speak
good.
To him, he's... about this time last year, obviously had the success of Tiny Room, like, the year before, I think it was. Or maybe even year before that. But then since then, his songs didn't seem to get the similar amount of traction. But then people have started, like, I think Bride in the Gloom did really well. You're Not a God, I think, did really well as well.
You're Not a God.
Yeah, that one. And since then, people have, like, gone back and everything's boosted and he's just...
The thing is, it's so unpredictable. It's like one song can just do something and then everyone's involved in you. Or one song can do something and people only focus on that song and they don't look at the other stuff. It's like, you have no idea, but he's doing a really good job of developing like a core audience. Like the fact that he could even do a tour speaks volumes, especially the music industry is so difficult nowadays. So the fact he could even do a 3-show tour is crazy.
Also, to the bastards... So these girls, I think, made a TikTok about or posted something somewhere about how they were waiting 7 hours in line prior to Arthur's show.
Why?
Which is slightly excessive.
Yeah.
But then he got loads of comments. There were loads of comments that being like, imagine waiting this long to see Arthur Hill. Which, aww, by the way, it's not Arthur's fault. Those girls are crazy, yeah, right? just because he's got some fans who are a bit batshit. Don't blame that on him. He's a great singer. Yeah. And the girls... maybe insane. Prioritize things a little bit better in the future. But yeah, I respect the enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's nice. Unnecessary.
Yeah,
but nice.
7 hours in advance is kind of crazy.
It's like, but the people that wait, speaking of like authors.
Yeah.
I thought of this idea whilst you held my winky while I had a wee. What? Anyway, can we prank call people? Have we ever done this on the podcast?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so.
We just do it by ourselves at the back of the bus.
Can I prank call Arthur TV?
I don't know if he'll pick up.
Right, so I'm prank calling Arthur TV, pretending to be a fan that is outside where he lives.
Hello?
Hi, is this Arthur?
Hi, yes, who's
this? Hi, my name is Jamie. This is really weird. Basically, yeah. Wait, can I just check? It's Arthur TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Please don't think I'm a weirdo. This is really, really weird. So, basically, I'm outside...
How did you get this number?
I'll tell you in a minute. I'm outside right now. And I've been looking... at your Instagram stories, and I just really want to meet you, and I don't mean to be weird. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I don't want to be weird, but I just really, really like you a lot, and yeah. Are you in?
I mean, that is quite weird.
But don't say that. Are you in?
I am, but I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm not assuming you're here to kill me or anything.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I generally have no problem with saying hi, but I feel like coming to my house is probably not the kind of behaviour I should enable.
Well, I don't have to come to your house. I'm just outside.
Outside my house, pal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, mate. You're gonna have to go. If you see me,
I can just wait here. I'll just wait here, and if I see you, then it is like it's fine. It's just casual.
Voice is just completely gone now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't leave home that often. I can't lie to you.
Oh, okay, right. Well, I'll just wait here, and I'll see you around.
Honestly, I'd really rather you not. I do think you should probably head home.
Okay, I'll have a think about it.
Okay.
Right. Bye.
Right.
To get love here. You. I mean, bye. What the fuck? He was so polite. I would be like, fuck off.
I guarantee I'm getting a message because he's going to. I think he knows it's you.
Oh really? Do you think?
I reckon so. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah, he did.
I,
do you think?
Because of the way he's dealt with it. But he... I think it was the pal for me. The pal.
Yeah.
He's been saying that so often to me and Chris recently.
I think he's
clocked on. Because also, you completely forgot you were doing a voice.
Yeah, I did. I stopped doing a voice. I got carried away by the fact that he actually believed it. And then I was like, oh, this
is weird.
It was
when you said where he lived.
Yeah. Oh my god, right. Wait, should you call him and then see?
Nah.
Or should we just leave it for a bit?
It's okay.
Okay, right. Okay, right. Shall we do our actual job, George? We have a few things to attend to.
I had written down...
Oh.
Health and fitness journey again.
That's rude.
What?
Why is it rude?
That's so
rude.
That answers my question, because if it was going well, you would have immediately hopped on and been like, so, great. So what's happened since the week that
I
you did
hired
it?
I hired a personal assistant who has taken up so much of my time. She's literally swept me off my feet. And she
Maisie,
completely...
How much time does he have to go to the gym?
She completely threw me off my gym schedule. She completely threw me off my gym schedule. I was literally begging to go to the gym, and she was like, no, stay at home, eat these sweets, eat these chocolate. So it is what it is. That's what I've been doing. No, I went to the gym yesterday. I fell off last week because I was like doing loads of stuff with Maisie, and then my friend came to visit me at the weekend. So I only went once last week, but I mean, it's only Tuesday right now and I've already been once, and true, I'm going again tonight. So.
Nice.
You said that last week, the week before.
Yeah, but I did. Oh, yeah,
we filmed last week and you said that you went yesterday because it's only the day into the week and that you're going to go tonight.
Did I?
You were like, oh, yeah, it's Monday and I've been today, so I've already done every day this week.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Well, it still stands. Yeah, no, I've just been a busy bee. I mean, we're travelling this week, aren't we? To Manchester.
Travelling.
So we might not be able to fit it in there.
So one journey you could go before or after it.
I don't know how we're going to fit it in this week. We'll have to work. We'll work it out.
Have you been on runs?
On the treadmill. I can't run in public. The last time I ran in public was when my testicles got twisted.
I can't run in public. Not these days. No. Unless anybody's got a Gymshark balaclava I can wear.
No, that's when my testicles got twisted the last time I ran in public. I'm not doing that again.
Use a jock strap.
I did. I literally got given one from the hospital.
Use it then.
No, it was gross.
But then what are these? You are coming up with problems that aren't problems. Yeah, that doesn't work this time. Not around here, buddy. Yeah, we're trying to get your life back on track.
No.
For too long, Max.
Yeah, no, I have fallen off, but I'm getting back on. So let's see if it'll
happen. And we just have your word to take for that, do we?
Yeah.
Same thing as was said last week.
No, wait, I don't remember saying that last week. So I'm going to ignore it. But yeah, no, long story short, it's going good. Need to get more back into it.
Nice.
Yeah,
my fitness journey is going great, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah,
my fitness pal.
I had a little rest day yesterday because my body is aching, but gonna go tonight. Did I say on the podcast last week what I was doing?
I think so.
I think briefly, but I don't think I actually. I think I said I was planning on doing like multiple Tough Mudders or something.
Yeah.
I since then found out that there's a thing called a Tough Mudder Infinity, which means that in order to complete there's a Tough Mudder and there's a Tough Mudder 5K. The Tough Mudder is normally 15K. No, Tough Mudder 5K is lo and behold 5K. A Tough Mudder Infinity to complete
a normal Tough Mudder is 15K.
Yeah. Then to complete a Tough Mudder
long.
That's how you enter. You have to give them 15K. What?
No, but like, isn't it all like an obstacle course?
Yeah.
A 15-kilometer long obstacle course.
No, running between the obstacles. Yeah, it's not just like monkey bars.
I was
going to
say,
kilometers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so the Tough Mudder Infinity is to complete it, you have to do 20 kilometers. So 15 kilometer around the regular one, and then the 5K one is the smallest thing you can do. But it opens at 7:30 and last lap can be started at 3:30, so from that time, and then obviously one lap after 3:30, you can keep running around as many times as you like. You can stop for breaks, go have lunch, come back and stuff, but then you can just accumulate as many laps or whatever as you can. So my aim is to do a marathon's length worth.
How long is a marathon
in kilometers?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's 26.2 or something miles.
Is kilometers more or less than that?
In terms of kilometers, the way you're thinking is more. So there's the number is
more
higher.
Kilometers, yeah,
in it. Yeah. So 42.195 kilometers.
Oh fuck that! Why are you? Oh my god! I'm not even joking. Like, I couldn't. There's not even one part of that I could ever do ever in my life. I don't think there's nothing in me.
You can do a 5K Tough Mudder.
There's literally not a single part of me, unless I was like being filmed and it was like for laughs at how bad I'm gonna be, that I would ever do that.
Well, if you wanted to come along and hop in for a lap, then
I'll film you. Oh my god, where is it? When do you like?
Most likely near Glasgow.
Oh my god.
Which is, it's really annoying because the last the London one, because the Tough Mudder Infinities only run like I think like five times a year or something. The London one is the 18th of May, which is obviously our last tour date.
So you've got to go.
So it's
going to
be
after our tour. You're going to do that.
It's in June. Yeah. So.
So you'll have like 2 weeks to train.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm training now. I'm gonna just try and. I'm documenting it, filming different things, gonna make a YouTube video at the end.
Ah, right, okay. Jeez Louise.
But yeah, at the moment, I've not done anything specific, so I'm planning on going climbing with like Chris or something, because he said he wants to go climbing. That helps. That's actually good training. Might do that a few times. And yeah, get the grip strength up.
I wish I had that quality where I wanted to do sport as a fun activity and not just pain. Like, I wish that I would wake up and go, I want to go and play that sport. Like, I want to go and do that sport. I want to set myself that goal of doing that physical activity.
Yeah.
That is just not me. I literally have, like, goals for my Pokemon team.
That's the only gym you're going in.
100%. I am like, oh, can I complete the entire story of GTA in like two nights?
Yeah.
That's more my speed.
Okay. What about this fitness journey you're going on? Are you hating every moment of it, or are you enjoying
it? No, I enjoy it. I enjoy it whilst I'm running on the treadmill. I enjoy charging my body full of pre-workout.
Right.
Feeling like I've literally just dropped
like
ecstasy.
Treating this like a dirty rave or something.
I think I am, because I'm not even joking. I am so lit at the gym. I'm literally like, I made Maisie have my pre-workout. Doesn't my pre-workout look like meth?
I'm not sure it is.
No, it's literally. So all my pre-workout, this is from like, it's like this bag is like 2 years old. And it's all congealed and turned into blocks.
Yeah,
so it's usually a powder.
Good news.
So it's like literally like nuggets of pre-workout.
Yeah, no, you are doing meth now.
So I put them into the water, and then you have to leave it for like 10 minutes to actually dissolve. And then when I tell you, I am Maisie on the way. I dropped Maisie. We did it.
You dropped her?
I dropped her.
This is lit!
No, we went. I drove her to the tube station. And I said to her, I was like, just put some music on that makes me want to move. So she put the Mario Kart soundtrack on. And I was giving it whilst I was driving. And when I tell you, I could have mowed down all of the people on the street. Like, I was having the best time. Get to the gym.
That would be part of your best time.
Well, like, I mean, because I was like living my life so intensely.
Right.
I then get to the gym, ran for 40 minutes, like sprinting for 40 minutes, listening to...
What, you only did a 2K?
Listening to Glee. Yeah, no, I genuinely... and then, oh my God, and then I was like walking for like the last 10 minutes because I couldn't run anymore because my knees were like buckling. And there was this like 70-year-old woman next to me, and she was going faster than me and like killing it. And I was just mortified. But, oh, I'm lit. Like, I'm literally having the best time at the gym. But if I have too much of that pre-workout, then I start to come down whilst I'm like there.
You shouldn't have a come down from
like,
your pre-workout.
I swear to God, I don't know what pre-workout I'm having, but it gives me a come down within like an hour.
Does your pre-workout come in little baggies?
I think so.
And you have to get it delivered from a from a random man in a hood down
cash
the street.
In hand. No, literally, like, I don't know what it is that I'm having, but it's
it doesn't
wild.
Sound safe.
But also, I don't know what it is.
So you say that makes you enjoy the gym. Are you...
No, it doesn't make me enjoy it. It forces me into actually moving my body because I can't stay still.
What's the part you don't like about the gym?
I just can't be arsed. The bit that I don't like...
Is the pain.
Is the,
that
well, I don't really have that much pain because I need to force myself more to do things. That's why I like going with someone. So I would go with Andrew. And because he's so bad at it, I would find myself putting more effort in to look better than him. So I like that, but I don't know. I'm just, it's getting myself psyched up to like do all the stuff.
Yeah, but so say you have been going on runs for 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Your fitness is way higher than it's ever been before in your life. You've lost a little bit of weight. You're looking a little bit trim.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you go on your runs, it doesn't hurt. And actually, you're finding out it is you just run along, just taking in the sights. You're barely even realizing you're running at this point. Would you still then dislike it, do you think?
No, I'd like it. I like it now. I like going now.
Yeah.
I am just not... I don't know what it is, because I have all the intention to go it.
To what?
To go it. To do it. And I do it, and then it just doesn't happen that much. I don't know. I really don't have an answer for you right now, but I will be working on it today.
I think they say, well, this is what the whole Gymshark thing is. This should be like a sponsored segment. They say, say. No, they say it, say it. No, they say it, say it, say it. They say it takes 66. That's why it was
66
hard.
Days to make a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I found.
I did 7 days.
Yeah, no, that, not quite 66.
66 is so long.
Yeah, but once you've done it, Cal will be testament to this.
Oh, I get it. All right. Look at him nodding his head.
Then it becomes habit, and it's like, but it's not habit in terms of being like, right, I'm on the run. Oh, I'm hitting the run. It's like, I can't
do my day unless I've done that.
Yeah, but it's not. It makes it seem like it's a negative relationship with it.
Does it?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, this has to be done. Otherwise, I'm going to feel shit.
Right. Okay.
Like, it's just like that is just part of
it's
your
just
life.
Part of
now,
your routine,
and you're wanting it to maintain part of your life because it's both mental and physically beneficial.
Yes. Oh my God. Do you know what?
Because you've done it in the past.
I have, and I loved it.
You know
I
you're
loved
capable
it.
Of it.
I'm
yeah.
so, the
and
thing is,
how often do you say to me, like, how often do you say to me, George, I used to be so chiseled and good looking, and I wish I wasn't so podgy and built like a sack of tatties.
Do you ever, rub your eyes and it feels so good? Like, I just got transported. I have, like, little...
You've literally done this before.
Have I? Oh, my God. This feels amazing.
I'm actually not changing the subject that easy.
Sorry. Okay. I'm a fat bastard. I get it. Oh.
No, the viewers probably be like, oh, George, why are you putting this? I'm not putting the pressure. He wants to do it himself.
I want the pressure.
Like, he genuinely wants to
I
go
want
out and
it.
Do it. And I know that if this week you don't go out and
I want it.
Go back, stop rubbing your eyes.
I can't.
And I know for a fact if this week you don't get back into the swing of things, you won't again for another month or two.
George, I'm fucked. George, the reason I can't go to the gym is because I keep doing meth before I go to the gym. So, guys, I can't even see right now. My eyes have gone. I feel like I'm in heaven. Everything's white.
That's all good, but no, that's bad.
Oh my God,
bad.
Everything is literally... All right, whatever.
No, I... Yeah. You've got
agreed,
this. I believe in you.
Thank you. I've got it.
Because...
Every day...
Say 3 years ago, right? You'd be like, damn, I'm chiseled. I'm looking hot and
I'm
fine.
I'm gorgeous. I'm
but
skinny.
That person would say, post 2-3 TikToks every day for the next like 2 or 3... No, that sounds like too much of a commitment. Now imagine you go a day without posting a TikTok. Does it play on your mind?
It does. I, Max Belegde, solemnly swear to go to the gym every day without meth for 66 days in a row.
Actually do it.
Right, what day is it?
Workout. Don't have to go to the gym. You can just go on a run one day.
Can I go every day this week? Let's see. It's Maisie's fault, but whatever.
You can't blame her.
It's Maisie's fault. Right, I am going on holiday.
Doesn't matter.
In March.
I'm going to run.
Doesn't matter. Go and run.
I'm going on
I'm going to a
ski festival.
Skiing counts. Skiing counts.
I'm not skiing, but they don't have to know.
Oh, for fuck's sake, no. You've got to go for a run.
I'm going to a festival, guys. I'm not going for a run. You can make sure that I do star jumps in the apartment.
That would be a good series on your on your account, because for ages you've said you're going to be a fitness legend. If you actually document it,
no, I've 66 tried
this. Days in a row.
I've tried this in the past.
Yeah.
And what I don't happened? Document it.
Exactly.
I document it for like 3 days and then I just don't go, and then I go, oh, that's embarrassing. I just won't post it again. Oh, I've said this before. I literally said this to Gymshark, I think. I was like, if Gymshark did a brand deal with me where like I had to do it, then I would do it.
Oh, so
yeah.
So what you're saying is if you got paid and it was your job 1,000,000% to go and work out, then maybe you would.
No, I definitely would.
That's a crazy statement. Well, hot take here from Max Belegdy.
If I got paid to do it, then yeah. So, right, let's think. So, all right, wait,
actually,
tomorrow...
instead of paying, we can put a bet on.
Yes! Yes!
66 days is so much, though.
We can put a bet on.
I'm going on holiday. I can't. I'm going away next week as well. I have no time.
No, you can do it.
If...
Honestly, 20-minute run. 15-minute. You just need to do something.
If you document... Even story counts, but I want to believe that you've actually done it. You've not just stepped out your door and gone, oh, guys, tough run.
Tough mudder.
I want to see that you've done it. For the next 66 days, I will give you...
It's got to be a thing that I want, or £1,000,000. Or both. A kiss on the lips.
What? Money, I know, won't be an incentive to you because I can't put up the amount that a brand would. So,
what could you give me?
What is something that you require in your life?
Your firstborn's hand in marriage.
something croc based, or a trip somewhere. I could take you to Disneyland. We film it for the podcast. Us two go on a trip to Disneyland Paris together. We film it as a vlog. And then in Disneyland Paris, I will give you £500 of my money to spend in the Disney store.
And you have to, as part of this, you have to, we'll get someone to film us, and you have to pretend that you're proposing to me in front of the castle, in front of everyone.
Yes.
That's not an incentive for me. Now
yeah,
I don't want you to do
no,
it.
These are my things. These are my ideals.
I'm giving you a trip to Disneyland with £500 spending money.
Yeah, as you should.
And you're going.
Please, the proposal. That's so my final offer.
I don't want to be proposed to.
No, that's good. You have to hate it. Hate the result, because that's going to make him want
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to propose to me.
This the fact that. The driving force here is not Disneyland. It's not me.
And then you have to legally
giving
marry
you £500. It's the fact that you know I would hate if you get down on one knee and propose to me.
You're proposing to me.
I'm not proposing to you.
Yeah, you are.
Please.
We can work out who proposes to who, but that has to be part of it.
Also, the content.
Okay. To be fair, I know you're not going to do 66 days.
Yay! I'm getting married.
So, Max, 66 days in a row, actually exercising, and you document every single
one
of them.
Okay.
Max, you better fucking do this.
From today. Today is the 27th of February.
Start tomorrow, if you
can. No, I'm starting today. From now on. I'm starting today. Okay.
Right. So from today, Gymshark, if you see this, get involved in it.
Yeah, Gymshark.
Send some stuff my way as well, please.
Right, I'm literally doing it. Okay, deal. This is exciting. Right,
I hate
going
that
to the
I've
gym
now
tonight.
Just sorted you like a TikTok series as well. That's
yeah,
just gonna get
I'm
you
going to the gym tonight. I'm going to the gym tonight. Right. What was that?
Please.
Oh, I'm doing it.
By the way,
that's enough incentive.
Audience, get on his back about this, because if this falls through, you aren't getting a Disneyland Paris vlog, and you aren't seeing him propose to me or me propose to him.
Okay, right. Attack me in the comments. But I actually need support from them, because I need to constantly be told. So I'm going to LA next week. When will I have time? I guess I can just fit it in, can't I?
You can. That's the half an hour run.
We'll make sure you'll have to keep me on track there. Yeah, I can literally just like do an indoor workout at the
Josh,
thing.
Yeah.
Can you say a minimum of 20 minutes?
Yeah, minimum 20 minute workout.
No.
Because you know, you can download apps that do 7-minute workouts where you do like press ups.
Oh, we'll do that 7-minute workout.
But you
7-minute workout on the ski trip.
But you have to do multiple 7-minute ones.
Oh, fine.
It has to 20 minutes of exercise.
Okay. I can just go skiing, surely.
Yeah, that works.
I might just go skiing then. Right, I'll just do that then. No, but I can do. I'd rather go skiing on a skiing holiday than do a 7-minute workout 4 times. Yeah.
It's worth him proposing this.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, so we've decided that I'm going to call Arthur back and just slowly see how long it takes for him to realise that it was a prank call. How long?
Call him and be like,
no,
I've just been outside where you are and there was this person.
No, I'll just be like, I've just had someone call me saying that there at the bottom of my building. See how long it takes for him to.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Poppet. How are we?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit of a weird one. Obviously, didn't know if it was just a me, Chris, and Arthur thing, or if it was happening elsewhere. I had someone call me like a minute ago, and
I knew exactly what you were just about to say.
What?
Bro, it happened to me about an hour ago.
What happened?
Wait, when was it?
Well, mine, like a couple minutes ago.
Was it like a super fan?
But they said that they like travelled down from Manchester or something.
That's so weird.
Yeah,
I heard the exact same thing. I think it was a leak from the football group chat.
What football? What?
You know what? Oh, you're not in it, actually. You know the charity football match thing we're doing? Everyone's numbers got leaked. Like, me and Batch and stuff, we were getting, like, FaceTime calls at, like, 3 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh.
And we're getting added to stupid group chats, and evidently someone's...
Oh, just, what, found out our addresses?
Well, I mean, the person on the phone said they found out from my fucking Instagram story.
What the your views that you've been posting?
Yeah, I mean, not hugely surprising. I expected people would know roughly what building I was in, but I wasn't expecting them to have my phone number and ring me and be like, I'm outside.
Yeah, so we had this person ring, and obviously we've got the little like camera at the thing, so we went down and all had like a photo of them, but like it's really weird.
Fuck off.
But did you not do that?
They said that they
I was like, I mean, I was thinking, like, oh, like, obviously I don't mind, but, like, encouraging that type of stuff. I mean, fair, like, we're all blokes and can, you know, handle ourselves and stuff, but, like, if that person thinks it's okay and then starts doing that to, like, girls and people who are, I don't know, a bit more,
like me,
vulnerable and stuff, I guess, I was, like, probably, I even said to them on the phone, I was, like, not really the sort of behaviour...
Yeah, no, that's...
be encouraging.
That's true.
What happens now if they post that and go, oh, I found out where George, Arthur and Chris live. They're this apartment. I'm gonna, like, you can ring them and go get free hugs. a hug vending machine.
Yeah, no, but we just saw, like, the big sign that they were holding up from down from our window. So we just thought that, you know, they put the effort in.
They were holding up a big sign.
Yeah, like... sort of, I don't know.
Saying what?
It really good production quality on it. Like, it looked like it had sort of been printed off.
They made a sign.
Yeah, like QR codes, like email. It was a hell of a production value on it.
Threatened me with this kind of stuff before. Like, there was this guy that used to, like, swipe on every Instagram story. And then when I posted a view, He had this stuff like, I'm going to find you one day, I'm going to find you, and replied to my story of the view being like, and I know exactly where to look, and I was like, this is fucking weird. But the person that, actually maybe, because I was like, oh, this can't be one of the like people I'm guessing from the football chat like being weird, because they didn't sound like a football enjoyer.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you met them, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean they didn't sound like a football enjoyer?
Well, what do they look like?
Sort of like quite pasty.
Big block.
Oh, they were very big.
I was assuming the exact opposite.
What sort of thing did you picture in your head when you heard the voice?
Just it was like a I don't know, like a soft, nervy, effeminate boy. I don't know. I just thought they were like small and a bit like, hello. Like, you know the way you mock my voice.
What?
Did you not find they had like a really soft? Anyway, I thought it was going to be a small sort of like frail, feminine. I couldn't really figure it out. It was more that I was just in shock because I was like, this is just very weird. Like, they were like, I'm outside your apartment.
What number?
I mean, there's obviously like a billion apartments, so they're obviously not going to like come to the actual door. And then I was like, I can't lie, mate. Like, you should probably go away. Like, this isn't, you know, this isn't really acceptable. Like, this is just a bit weird.
Yeah, but then why did you call them pal though? That's what I don't understand.
Why'd I call them what?
Pal.
Why did I call them pal?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm guessing they obviously saw you after they saw me. Just the way I said it to Chris, because I wanted to just be a bit like, I don't know, firm, and I was like, listen, pal, this isn't good enough, you know?
What, did you say it like that?
Something like that. I just was like, come on now, pal. Like, I wanted to, like, be firm. You know the way, like, a teacher does when you've done wrong, and it's sort of like a friendly but firm thing? I was like, come on, mate.
Oh, do you not think the voice... When I heard their voice, I thought it sounded like someone that I knew. Did you not get that?
No, I don't really... It was a bit...
It sort of sounded like some sort of scrawny, effeminate,
I'll take scrawny.
Guy from up north. You know, like...
Was it Max? Is this a stupid, useless hotline thing? Yeah. It's not even Monday.
It was. I can hand you over to him now if you want.
Hi. Hiya. I'm outside. I love you. I mean, bye.
That was so good. You were so polite. You were so nice.
I can't believe, there were too many things going on in my head, that's so...
I can't lie,
my hand's trembling a little bit, just being like, this is very bizarre.
Oh, that was so funny. We were literally dying. Oh my god. Alright, well, do you know what, pal? You did really well. So...
I'll send you some messages that I send my friend
in
the screen.
Yes, please. Please do. Please do. There you go.
Alright, brilliant.
Not a problem, mate. Thanks very much for that.
Bye, pal.
Have a good one.
See ya.
So, to recap, if I exercise every day for 66 days, George is going to take me to Disneyland, propose to me under the castle, and we're going to vlog it for the podcast account.
Yes.
This is incredible.
Why are you shaking again?
Because I want to, for dramatic effect. Right. Insert dramatic
noise.
You
haven't touched your lip, have you?
No. Right, okay. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, what can they do, George?
You can go fuck yourself.
You can get tickets to our tour, like we said.
You can do. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure you like and subscribe if you are watching. Ring that notification bell so you're notified every time we upload. If you are listening, give us a 5-star rating. Download us so you can listen to us on the go. Also, enter my talent show. Hashtag George Clarkey Talent Show. Mm-hmm. Also, get some tickets at uselesshotline.com.
Woo! And if you would like to send in a dilemma, we know that we didn't do any this week, but we got very carried away and we will be doing them next time. Send them into the uselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. That is the uselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, you won't even recognise me because I'll be so skinny.
I think the cold sore will be a tell.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.